East 8th Avenue with your checkbook in hand or your credit card or your debit card or just a bucket of bucks and share with us and get to meet people, the volunteers and some of the staff that are here. We would love to meet you, and we would love to see you come in and contribute.
You know, Bill, media consolidation is at an all-time high. What does that mean? That means that news such as you're getting right now, local news, true local news, is increasingly rare. So we hope that you'll agree. You hope that you appreciate what we're doing here by going to kboo.fm or writing this number down. Again, as Bill said, if you're not driving, 877-500-5266. And pretty soon, we hope our phones will be back. Darn this weather. It's causing a little bit of a problem with our winter membership drive. But please do become a member of KBOO. We have over 5,000 members, and we hope if you're not already one of them, that you will be soon. Thanks.
Tensions between the European Union and the new Greek government continue to increase ahead of an emergency meeting this week to discuss new bailout terms for Greece. The current bailout funding agreements for Greece expire at the end of February, and Greece has announced that they will need a new bailout or they will default on their EU loans. The new Greek government, elected on an anti-austerity platform, has demanded that any new bailouts not have austerity measures that have impoverished the Greek citizenry. The EU and the German government have stated that there was no way out of the bailout terms and austerity policies agreed to by the previous Greek government. The Greek Prime Minister and Finance Minister both replied that the bailout agreement didn't help the Greek economy or citizens, but was a bailout of German banks who wrote bad loans to the previous corrupt Greek government and banks. Multiple studies have shown that more than 70% of all Greek bailout funds went directly to German banks. The new Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, reaffirmed his government's stance that the new anti-austerity plans were non-negotiable. The new prime minister also announced an increase in the minimum wage and a halt to current home foreclosures, both of which are in direct opposition to previous Greek bailout terms. The EU responded by saying that Greece has 10 days to come up with a plan acceptable to the European Central Bank, or new bailout funds would not be released. Greece responded that a default was possible, which could lead to Greece leaving the European Union. In addition, the Greek government announced they could run out of money by the end of the month, causing a default of the banking system and non-payment of pensions and other government debts. Worsening the financial situation in Greece, taxpayers have largely quit paying their current tax bills, waiting to see if Greece defaults on its international loans. The Greek stock market has responded by dropping over 70% from last summer.
The defense contractor that reportedly directed military personnel to torture prisoners at Abu Ghraib appeared in court today, attempting to have the case dismissed. Litigation on the matter began in 2008 when a group of former inmates from Iraq filed suit against CACI Premier Technology, asserting the contractor played a supervisory role in the many forms of abuse imposed on them. U.S. District Judge Bruce Lee had dismissed the case in June of 2013, citing the lack of applicable jurisdiction because the infractions, if true, were committed overseas. CACI then filed a countersuit 3 months later to recover legal fees and won a judgment for $14,000. CACI International continues to secure between $2 and $3 billion per year in contracts as vendor to a variety of federal agencies. The Department of Justice alone paid the company nearly $90 million in 2010 for legal services. Judge Lee announced at the end of today's hearing that he'll issue a decision at a later date. Peace talks over the ongoing Ukrainian civil war broke down over the weekend. New peace talks are scheduled for this Wednesday between Germany, Russia, France, and Ukraine. In an attempt to bolster the prospects of a ceasefire, The European Union today agreed to hold off on planned additional economic sanctions against Russia, pending the outcome of the scheduled Wednesday peace talks. The German leader, Angela Merkel, met today with President Obama over the crisis in the Ukraine. The Obama administration's openly debating whether to provide $3 billion of heavy weaponry to the Ukraine government, but many European leaders are against the idea, concerned that it will intensify the conflict. The president of France called for a strong, autonomous region for eastern Ukraine, where the area would be self-ruled and not controlled by either Russia or the Kiev government in western Ukraine. Russia responded that if the U.S. sent heavy weaponry to the Ukrainian government, it could worsen tensions and provoke more violence between the pro-Western Ukrainian government and the pro-Russian rebels that control much of eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin sounded a defiant note, stating that Russia will not tolerate a post-Cold War global system dominated by a single leader. Russia also announced plans to lease two military bases in Cyprus. The military seaport and airport bases would give Russia a strategic foothold within the European Union area. The two bases are located less than 40 miles from a major British Air Force base. Cyprus is a member of the European Union, but not a member of NATO.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ken Jones, Joanna Peterson, Don Zer, and Rosalind Scott. Our engineer is Danielle Parks. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joe Uris and Abe Proctor host the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. At 9, on Alternative Radio, professor and author Cornel West speaks on love and justice. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, Dee Mae Roberts presents a one-hour stage and studio on love and sex. She talks with a cast of Threesome by Yusuf El Gwindi at Portland Center Stage, and later the guest is Dr. Ruth, as envisioned by veteran actress Wendy Westerwell in Triangle Productions' Becoming Dr. Ruth. Coming up next is Labor Radio, but first, we go to Bob and Bill to talk about supporting people-powered KBOO Community Radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in all of Oregon.
And here we are. I am Bill. Bob will be speaking as well, and we wanted to tell you that before you reach for your phone, please write down the following number, the number that you need to call, 877-500-5266. I ask you to write it down because our phones are down, along with many in the neighborhood, though they are working on it, and hopefully they'll be back soon. So if you want to call, that's the number, 877-500-5266. But we can't get your call right now. So I would suggest two alternatives. going on the internet to kbo.fm, looking at the top right corner of our homepage, where you will see a donate today or donate now. I'm sorry, but donate is there for sure. And you click on that, and then you can join or change your donation so it's even bigger. And that's the first alternative. The second alternative is coming down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, where the studio is located, where we are sitting as I speak, and bringing your checkbook, your credit card, your debit card, your bag of bucks, whatever you can do, your penny jar, and contribute to KBOO.
The phones being down is troublesome. However, a number of people have made the effort to go to KBOO-FM and become members. Renewing was Helen from Northeast Portland. A new member, Nicholas from Northeast Portland. Renewing Wade from North Portland. And Gary from Northeast Portland.
Yay, Doug them!
Doug from Lake O. Tracy from Milwaukee. Yale from Northeast Portland, and Valerie McMinnville. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was going to say do not procrastinate, but if you can, by all means, go to kboo.fm and become a member or renew or up the amount of contribution that you're giving. It's so easy. You can do it directly from your bank account or via your credit or debit card with as little as $5 a month. It's so easy. Do it now, please, or write down the number, as Bill said, 877-500-5266. Again, not if you're driving. You'll hear it again and again. 877-500-KBOO. That's 500-KBOO, those are letter O's.
Yes, or 500-5266 after that 877. Or, once again, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, where you can actually meet people, see people behind the big glass windows in the studio, and all of that exciting radio stuff that, you know, you can just walk right in off the street. And it's so easy. And then you can just give us money. That's also very easy. And we will accept it because we're easy too. We are part of a community of listeners and volunteers and professional staff who have created and maintain a unique radio station.
I think the key word there is unique. There's no place else like KBOO providing the kind of programs that you've heard, the music, the news shows that you're listening to now. So if you need another incentive besides the appreciation for what you're listening to, we have a number of gifts. If you donate or call in later when our phones are up, we have books, we have tickets depending on your musical preference. We have how about a sweepstakes? We're starting a sweepstakes today where one person, and you don't even have to make a donation to do this, just call in when our phones are up.
So we like that.
And you can win $300 in gift certificates to Portland Saturday Market. How cool is that? 42 years, the Saturday Market has been there from Saturday and Sunday, March through Christmas.
And I just want to brag that I was there when it opened.
Wow. Well, having only been in Portland 8 years, I can't say that, but I do go there and I love it. Plus, besides that gift certificate, up to $300 in gift certificates, you can get some Tai Chi. How long have you been wanting to learn Tai Chi? You'll get a gift certificate good for 4 months of beginning class provided by the Taoist Tai Chi Society of the U.S.
This is just another one of the things that makes what we do different. Different from, what is that stuff? NPR, you know, the public radio. Because we are the community radio station where we work with all these different people around the area who want to contribute because they appreciate what we do that no other radio station does. So go to the internet right now and go to kboo.fm, click on donate now, and donate. And we would be delighted. Also, by the way, if you're walking around, no place to go, and you love getting rain and wind, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, that's where we are. And you can come and write us a check or, you know, in some way transfer your money to us, because we're transferring our skills and our passions, the music, the news, to you.
You know, we would certainly appreciate it if you'd stop by and donate. But even if you want to come by and just see what we're about, see the volunteers, see the broadcasters, or perhaps you'd like to get into broadcasting yourself and learn what being on the radio is like, here's an opportunity. We have classes. We like
train
you.
People.
We will train you. Yeah,
people that you may hear on OPB or other places in the world and broadcasting have been trained here, and you could be one of those people. We have a youth collective, young people, their teens into maybe the early 20s. I can't remember the range, but you know, these are people who are creating news and telling it to you about them, their area of knowledge, their, you know, youth. So KBOO.fm, donate now. And back to the news, or the next thing on the agenda, I should say, here at KBOO Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater February 21st and the 22nd at 7 p.m. Starring Denzel Washington, this biographical film about Malcolm X by Spike Lee will be playing to honor the 50th anniversary of Malcolm X assassination. That's the film Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland, on Saturday, February 21st, and Sunday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. To you, the night.